We're waiting to hear tonight from President Trump about who his Supreme Court pick will be. We're also watching the reaction to the firing of the acting attorney general last night by the president. And of course, we're watching the continuing fallout from President Trump's executive order temporarily banning U.S. entry to people from seven majority Muslim countries. Joining us now is Republican Congressman Bradley Byrne of Alabama. Congressman, welcome.
It's great to be with you.
So what do you think about this executive order from the president?
Well, I support it. And first and foremost, I want to make this clear. It is not a ban on Muslims coming into the United States. There are 40 majority Muslim countries that are not mentioned in this executive order. So if it was aimed at Muslims, you would have to include all those countries. So it's clearly not that. But more importantly, this is an effort by the Trump administration to do something that many of us in Congress have been pleading with the prior administration to do for over a year and a half now, because we know from classified briefings that we've had that we do not have an adequate system in place to review the people who are coming from certain parts of the world where we know that terrorist groups are trying to embed terrorist soldiers with immigrant and refugee populations, and we don't think we've got an adequate system in place to protect the American people from that. And that's what this executive order, in a very limited circumstance, is trying to do. It's limited in time, and it's limited into people it's applied to. So I think it's reasonable, I think it's limited, and I think it's geared to doing something that's very important, that is protecting the American people.
But if the point is to protect the American people, then why select these seven countries and not include countries like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Pakistan, where we know that people have tried to kill Americans in the past?
Because we have much better resources on the ground in those countries to be able to give us the information to know, for vetting purposes, that a person who claims they're this person, they're from this village, they had this reason to come into America, that they are who they say they are. Some of those countries that are on the list, there's no way for us to know who they are. There's no way for us to be able to check it out. Yemen is basically a failed state. Libya is a failed state. There's no way for us to be able to vet the people that are coming in from those countries, at least at this point in time.
But what about people who are saying, especially when it comes to Syrian refugees, that these people have been through better vetting than anyone who comes into this country? They go through years of vetting in order to get through. Don't we have adequate vetting? How much longer could you possibly vet somebody?
Well, it's not the amount of time for the vetting. It's the lack of information in the system. Look, you've got whole villages in Syria that don't exist anymore. And somebody could come forward and say, I'm so-and-so from this village. We can't even find that village. And the people that used to be in that village are scattered all over the country if they're in the country. So we can't get any information on them.
But do you understand the concerns of people who have gone to airports, for example, in the last few days to protest this, that they feel that it sends a message to the world that America is not welcoming and is not helping people who are most in need right now?
Well, the first and foremost responsibility of the federal government is to protect the American people. Remember that, first and foremost. Secondly, 40 majority Muslim countries are not covered by this order. We admitted to the United States this past Saturday, the day after this order came out, 325,000 people from foreign countries, 325,000. 109 people were detained for further questioning. That's less than 0.03%. This has been blown out of proportion by the national news media and by people in the Democratic Party. They're looking for anything they can to try to delegitimize the Trump administration.
But I'm asking you, do you understand the concerns of the people who believe that this is sending the wrong message about what America stands for?
I understand what they're saying, and I'm saying that I disagree with them. America is one of the most open countries in the world. Look, if the national media got up and said, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a Muslim ban, then I think that would have given them the legitimacy and the credibility to begin to report the story. But a lot of the initial story said Muslim ban, which it clearly is not.
Doesn't President Trump, though, bear some responsibility for that, since he actually called for a Muslim ban during the campaign? Whether this is a Muslim ban or not, it was something that he specifically said during the campaign that he wanted.
No, I think the national news media has a responsibility to correctly report the facts of an executive order issued by the President of the United States. And I think people have been pushed into almost hysteria about this when this was actually a pretty limited, pretty reasonable, pretty prudent order.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Congressman, and that is this move by the president to put Steve Bannon, his presidential advisor, on the National Security Council and to basically downgrade the National Intelligence and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and say they'll be welcome into the meetings only when it pertains to what their areas of expertise are. What do you think of that? Because some people are concerned by that.
Well, I was surprised to hear it. I don't know the reasoning for it. I haven't heard that yet. I'd like to hear that before I give any real commentary on it. But as a member of the House Armed Services Committee, I always want the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the people that direct our uniformed military to be in the room when any significant decisions are being made about the security of the American people.
That's Bradley Byrne, who represents the 1st Congressional District in Alabama. He is a Republican. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
It's good to be with you.